The global economic crisis has been making headlines around the world as governments scramble to take emergency measures. In this week's edition of Talking Point, Colleen O'Connor looks at the impact of the crisis on the Czech economy.
Korean government officials are rushing to assure people that the economic fundamentals here are strong. But that hasn't stopped the stock market from tumbling nearly 6%.
Russia's markets are again shuddering from the global economic turmoil. Financial regulators suspending trading until further notice as investors scramble.
As these CNN news reports suggest, the global economic meltdown, precipitated by the collapse of a number of US banks, has sent shockwaves across the globe. Remarkably, the Czech Republic and Central Europe seem to be relatively insulated by the crisis. Although stock markets have fallen here, many experts have described this as a simple gut reaction to the chaos elsewhere, and they believe that they will bounce back in time. So far, the Czech Republic also seems to be immune to the so-called credit crunch that has caused panic in business communities around the world. Some international commentators have even gone so far as to describe the country as a safe haven from the storm that is engulfing the world's markets. This is a view that is tentatively shared by most local economists. Aleš Michal is an analyst with Raiffeisen Bank.
I would say that right now Czech economy is in totally stable position, but there is a risk of recession. This risk is very low right now, but still it's a risk. And we will see, because right now we are living in the crisis which nobody has any experiences with it. I have never seen in all my life those things I saw on my computer, I would say, during past 2 months. So it's very hard to predict anything for the future. But I believe, and I share the opinion, that our Czech economy will be stable, our banking will be stable, because we don't have those problems with bad investments.
Czech banks do seem to be in a much healthier position than their foreign counterparts, particularly US banks, who gave mortgages to people with weak credit ratings in the belief that rising real estate prices would enable them to easily remortgage their properties in the event that they ran into trouble. A rise in interest rates and a crash in house prices, however, soon meant that many of these risky lenders have since defaulted on their mortgages, and banks have had to write off billions of dollars of losses. This has sent many banks to the wall and left others strapped for cash and unwilling to provide further loans, which has affected many businesses who often depend on credit and overdraft facilities to maintain cash flow. But this bank crisis has not occurred in the Czech Republic, mainly because the country's banking sector experienced something similar 10 years ago and has since learned its lesson. Tomáš Sedláček is a leading economic analyst with the Czechoslovak Commercial Bank.
Well, our banking system is much more conservative, so to speak, than the West of Europe and America. Czech banking systems seem to have learned a very painful, but still a lesson from the late 90s when banks lended very freely to corporations. And Czech banks have been burned very severely from that. They've been bailed out in the late 90s by the government. And since then, they have truly learned a lesson. Now we are observing, 10 years later, a similar situation between the banks and not corporations, but households. So the American or Western banks have really made a similar mistake that like we have.
Nevertheless, despite the fact that the country's banking sector seems to be secure, most economists accept that some sort of downturn in the Czech economy is still inevitable. As cash becomes scarce elsewhere, Aleš Michal thinks there is bound to be a decline in direct foreign investment in the Czech Republic, which has been the main driving force in the growth of the local economy in recent years.
I would expect that in the Eurozone, the GDP growth will be close to zero in the next 12 or maybe more months. If they go down, we have to go down as well, not below zero, but I think that our GDP growth will slow down from 6% to 3%.
GDP growth of around 3%, however, is still relatively healthy and no cause for panic. The Czech finance minister, Miroslav Kalousek, himself has stressed that the country's economy is in decent shape. He says that a slight decline in economic growth doesn't mean that the Czech Republic will not get richer, only that it'll get richer slower than we're accustomed to. This is an opinion shared by Tomáš Sedláček.
I think actually Minister Kalousek put it exactly very, very well. I mean, the extraordinary times of getting rich are gone in past history, and we're getting to the more normal, so to speak, state of affairs. And in a way, I think it's a good thing. It's been too hectic, and if this situation of 6% GDP growth a year were to continue a couple of other years, I would be very much afraid of being, you know, burned out or running too much over the capacity. This is healthy. It happens. Every economy on the face of the earth throughout the history goes through good times and through bad times. And if our bad times are to be 3% or 4% growth, then, you know, hallelujah, this is still good news.
Unlike the situation in other countries, the Czech regulatory authorities have so far deemed it unnecessary to take steps, like guaranteeing bank deposits or reducing interest rates, to bolster confidence in the local economy. Aleš Mikl also thinks such interventionist measures are unnecessary at the moment.
The problems in the United States are much more deeper than in the Eurozone, and in the Eurozone they are much more deeper than in the Czech Republic. That's why there can be differences of the monetary policy of the Czech National Bank in comparison with the European Central Bank. So right now I would expect that the Czech National Bank has still time to wait and see. And this is a good strategy right now, because nobody knows what happens in the coming months, because this crisis, I have never seen it. Nobody has any experiences with such a huge crisis.
Tomáš Sedláček also thinks a laissez-faire approach is the best option for Czech financial regulators at the moment, and that they are right to avoid any knee-jerk reactions to the global economic crisis.
We live in a time where rationality has been somewhat traded for irrationality. Things that are happening now are not behaving according to expectations. It's actually very difficult to say once you have a system that's in panic. In Czech Republic, we don't see that. We don't see a rising level of panic. And to a large extent, one can say, and I think this is exactly the case, the nation that does not panic wins. The nation that falls to panic loses this game. And it is up to us whether we will behave rationally or irrationally.
If the Czech Republic manages to weather the current storm, Sedláček says the country could actually benefit from the international economic situation, and the crisis could help it complete its economic transformation to that of a market economy.
The whole world will slow down, so will Eastern and Central Europe, but not as much. So this is a good time to catch up with in growth with the Western standard, so to speak.